I now know he participated in some things vicariously through me, his only son. When I played ball, poorly, he played too. When I joined the Navy, he joined too. And when I came home on leave, he saw to it that I visited his office. Introducing me, he was really saying, "This is my son, but it is also me. And I could have done this too, if things had been different." Those words were never said aloud. He has been gone many years now, but I think of him often. I wonder if he sensed my reluctance to be seen with him during our walks. If he did, I am sorry. I never told him how sorry I was, how unworthy I was, how I regretted it. I think of him when I complain about trifles, when I am envious of another's good fortune, when I don't have a good heart. At such times, I put my hand on his arm to regain my balance and say, "You set the pace. I will try to adjust to you."